Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning, Nick, and thank you for having me there this morning.
It's an absolute pleasure. Now, talk a little bit about what's actually involved with equine-assisted therapy.
Okay. Well, equine-assisted therapy using the EGALA model is working or interacting with horses on the ground. So clients, horses are highly sensitive animals that pick up on clients' non-verbals, and with the client's interaction with the horses on the ground, they're immersed physically, psychologically and socially into a very much alive environment. And that helps them to recognize patterns of behavior, what's working for them, what's not working for them. And most importantly, it really helps them to learn new patterns of behavior firsthand so that they can then extrapolate that into life and experiences.
It's a very fascinating way of doing it because for a lot of people, a support animal is what helps them be out in society when they're there. But this is very much about prepping people for society.
Yes, that's right. And with the EGALA model, it's very much the tool that helps to facilitate the interventions, so to speak. So that could be a learning intervention. It could be an intervention to improve one's psychology or one's social interactions.
And who are you finding that equine-assisted therapy works best with?
Oh, well, it actually has a breadth of populations that it works with. In Australia, most of our practitioners, the highest amount of areas that they're working in are with trauma. I particularly specialise in secondary trauma, and other colleagues are specialising in post-trauma in children and in adults, and in particular in veterans.
Now, what is secondary trauma?
Secondary trauma is actually similar to post-traumatic stress. However, secondary trauma occurs by learning of someone else's trauma, and then the person takes on that trauma. And so it could be a loved one. It could be, say, in the Defence Forces, a medic who hasn't necessarily been on the front line, however, is treating somebody who has been on the front line. Or it could be a counsellor or a psychologist who is treating someone with post-traumatic stress, and they sense the trauma themselves, and then after a period of time will experience secondary trauma. So the difference really is it indirect or is it a direct experience of the trauma? So the symptoms and experiences of post-trauma or secondary trauma are much the same and align with the criteria also in the DSM-5.
Has there been a lot of research into the effectiveness of EAT?
Yes. Well, for the EGALA model, there's a growing body of research. So the EGALA model has been operating for the last 16 years. It was founded in the US, so they're much more ahead. It's very early days in Australia. We're a little longer to adapt the model. However, there is quite a growing body of research. So I guess some good examples, research around veterans is really exciting. So the Peace Ranch Veterans Program in the US, and that's just one of many veterans programs in the US, found a 72% reductions in symptoms of post-traumatic stress. And they also found that 50% of the veterans with post-traumatic stress as a diagnosis experienced a reduction in symptoms that were clinically significant. Now, anyone that's experiencing post-traumatic stress, using the EGALA model, what we find is that because it immerses them in that environment where it's physical, emotional and social, and it's an alive environment, it's much more in the context of their own training or their own experiences in the Defence Forces. So physically, they're outside. Socially, they're interacting as a unit, and emotionally, they're not really saying anything. So in a clinic setting, to sit down in front of someone and express emotionally is quite difficult for an ex-service personnel. However, to be outside, interacting, and, you know, still being empowered to learn and express in a new environment is actually very, very helpful in how they develop and build capability.
Those statistics are remarkable. I mean, there's some incredible results. How economically accessible is it?
Accessible, good question. In Australia, it's very much a lot of work getting the government bodies on board. Right now, the EGALA model or any form of equine therapy is actually not recognised under the legislation. However, I think what's really important about the EGALA model is that we have a very strong ethical code, and within that ethical code, we practice as a team approach. So there must be one registered mental health professional on the team, an equine specialist and the horses. And it's more an education, really, with the government bodies in order to build that access. So right now we have 25 practices that are live and operating all around Australia. And the practices are working with clients. So some veterans will come and they'll pay for their own sessions. And others, we will be asked to try and get funding from Veteran Affairs. And we just haven't kind of been able to open those doors at this point in time. However, we are encouraged with the new inquiry that the Senate is having around veterans and the increase in suicide rates. We have put a submission forward in there, and we are really hoping that they will look at this particular model in order to help veterans have a new way of experiencing learning, rebuilding capability and integrating back into the community.
Well, Michelle, good luck dealing with the government, especially with the Veterans Affairs, and thank you for talking to Breakfast this morning.
Oh, thanks for having me.